Amen. You may be seated. You love the Lord. Say amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody. We've got a lot of visitors this morning. We thank God for you and for you picking Morning View Baptist Church to come and worship with us today. Amen. It's always good. We go off and preach, but it's always good to be back home. Amen. And there's nothing like where you're supposed to be. Amen. But it is good to be here this morning. Let's remember all these that are sick. We had so many as we was shaking hands this morning, saying, remember this one and that one and different ones. And God knows all about it. And so remember all of these. Remember Donna Turner. Went up and seen her yesterday. She's in Floyd Medical Center with pneumonia. And so remember Sister Donna and Brother Jackie Edwards. Still remember him. He's been out sick. And just others the Lord knows all about. We get calling names. We'll leave one out. We don't mean to. But it is good to be here this morning. We're presenting just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it. Amen. Let's just go ahead and all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offering. Let me say this. I appreciate everything everybody always gives. Amen. God loves givers, and it don't go unnoticed. And as you can see what God's doing, I appreciate what you're doing. Without it, we just have to stop. But we appreciate it from the very bottom of the heart. Amen. So let's just ask a blessing over the offering today. Amen. We'll ask Brother Greg Rainey. Brother Greg, will you ask the blessing for us?
Our time is right.
Say that I love the Lord this morning, man. This song just happened to be on my heart. And when people ask me, God, did you write that song?
Bless her, Lord.
I don't feel worthy to say, yes, I wrote that song, because I know I didn't. God just let me translate his words down on paper. If you think, well, I would get in church if I knew how to read the Bible. I don't understand when I read the Bible. If you'll just read this one verse, John 3:16.
Touch of Jesus.
It'll open your eyes up just like it did mine. Okay.
Bless the Lord.
Touch
your if Lord. You want to read of love, greatest love mortal man has ever seen. It's so simple to receive God's wondrous love. Just get on your knees, look to Calvary, for that's where hungry, he will feed you. If you're lost in his words, you can't be found. If your eyes to the truth are blinded, look to Jesus. He will give you sight in your darkest valley. Look to him, he is the light. If your soul is stained with life's troubles and your heart, it needs amending, pray to Jesus, he will make things right. Be a soldier in God's army. Take up thy cross, he said, and follow me into each battle. Will claim sweet victory. If you want to read of love, just read John 3:16. It's the greatest love.
Say it's good to be here this morning. Love the Lord, and I'm thankful for opportunity to be here in God's house. But you know, is what a great time we're having here this morning. You think about what are they doing in heaven today? What a time they're having up there. This doesn't compare to that. I've had a couple of requests for this song, Brother Don, Sister Gladys. This is for y'all. I'm thinking of friends who I used to know, who lived and suffered in this world below. They've gone off to heaven, but I wonder what are they doing there now? I wonder what are they doing up in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away, where surrounds them like a river, they say. I wonder what are they doing there now? There were some bodies were full of disease. No medicine or doctor could give them relief. They suffered till death would bring them sweet release. I wonder what are they doing there now? I wonder what are they doing up in heaven today, where sin and sorrow are all gone away, where peace surrounds them like a river, they say. I wonder what are they doing there now. They doing up in heaven today, where sin and sorrow were all gone away, where peace surrounds them like a river, they say. I wonder what are they doing there now. I wonder what are they doing there now.
Hey.
You know, we've got a great big God. He can hear the prayers. He can hear the rejoicing and praise. Like that song that we're singing this morning. I want you to listen to the words of this. Try to sing this morning. Because it just merely says, I believe. You know, no matter what the circumstances, if it took much money or anything, probably couldn't qualify and couldn't make it. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. So all we got to do is just to believe on Him that He's rose from the dead. Won't you listen to the words as they sing you some more? Bless you.
When I see the sunrise in the morning,
yes, what's the morning?
When I feel
the wind blow across my face,
yes,
when I
take her soul away to
Song that means a lot to me.
On the other side.
You know, we're going to see Jesus there no matter what. You talk about all the mansions and things, there will nothing outshine my Lord. Let's
pray. As I walk through years in my life, I've faced trials, so much trouble and strife, but I know,
yes,
my hope is on the other side. Things we see,
yes,
but we don't understand, the burden so great, lifted only by His hand, till one day when we awake on the other side.
On the other side, I'll see Jesus. On the other side, sweet peace at last, where Satan
side, sweet.
doing that. Turn your Bible to the book of Nehemiah, my favorite book of the Bible. Amen. Nehemiah. Amen. Nehemiah chapter number 4, verse number 1, reading through verse number 9. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Every time I read this book, God shows me something a little different. Amen. But I'm telling you, I like the book of Nehemiah because there was a great work going on in that time. Amen. That's exactly what we need to be doing today, is working for the Lord. Amen. The book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter number 4, verse number 1, reading through verse number 9. Amen. The Bible said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Look at verse number 2. The Bible said, and he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, what do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which we are burned? Look at verse number 3. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break it down, their stone wall. Look at verse number 4. He said, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Verse number 5. He said, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Look at verse number 6. He said, so build we the wall. You remember I preached that in revival. He said, so build we the wall. And all the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. I like that. He said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, the breaches had begun to be stopped. Amen. That's where we're going to be nailing their nail today. And the breaches began to be stopped. Then they were very wroth. Look at verse number 8. And he said, and they conspired all them together and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Look at verse number 9. He said, nevertheless, we made our prayer under our God, and set a watch out against them day and night because of them. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I know that I'm not nothing today, and Lord, I'm the very least among the least. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll hide us behind the cross. Lord, this is the message for the hour. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I want us to look now for just a little while, and neighbor, the Lord being our helper, and neighbor, on this right here, and neighbor, closing the gap, amen, closing the gap, amen. When Sanballat had heard, and neighbor, they were going to rebuild the wall, and Nehemiah and his brethren, and listen, the Bible said, and they became very angry. And see, my friend, they didn't want this wall to be built, and neighbor, why? Because sin was going rapid in that day. They were going in, raping the women. They were going in, robbing the houses. There were all kind, listen, of sinful things going on in that land. And they were inside. And neighbor, he didn't want the wall built. And neighbor, he was getting great gains. And neighbor, out of that day. And listen, in the Bible, And he began to ridicule them. And he began to make fun of them. And he began to call them names. Different things and things like that. And listen, he said, and will these stones, and will there any way they can revive it out of the burned rubbish that we did? I said, how in the world, and never can they do that? And then here comes the longest sidekick. Tobiah, the Ammonite. Have you ever noticed the devil always has a sidekick? Neighbor, he really does. Have you ever seen somebody and they say, you know, I don't like that? Listen, somebody going to be right there with them and say, I don't like it more than you do. Neighbor, day. The devil is just that way. Neighbor, he is our enemy and he's out to destroy anything. Neighbor, we can do today. Listen, see. Listen, Tobiah said, they can't build that wall. Even if they do, Brother Coleman said, there'll be a little old fox come by, and an old fox just, listen, neighbor, just touch that wall, and it'll fall down. And neighbor, that's what they were telling the Jews in that day and time. And neighbor, listen, but I've got news for you. Listen, neighbor, don't that sound like just like Satan? And neighbor, he's coming after you and I every which way he can. And neighbor, he's trying to jab you from the left. And he'll try to jab you from the right. And he'll try to pull you down. And he'll try to discourage you. And neighbor, that's his job. Listen, to come in any gap. And neighbor, that he can come in. Did you notice the Bible said, listen, neighbor, that what Nehemiah did, he went in. And he began to stop up the breaches. Listen, stop up the gap. And neighbor, where the enemy can come in. And neighbor, listen, I'm telling you today. And neighbor, if we allow gaps to come in our life, if we allow breaches to come in our life, if we allow the devil, and neighbor, if you give him an inch, he'll take a foot. And neighbor, today, if there's ever been a time, and neighbor, we need to fill those gaps, and we need to fill those hedges, and we need to fill those breaches. It's this day and time that we're living in. And neighbor, today, I listen, and that's just the way. And neighbor, the devil will tell us, well, there's no way you can build a great church in Rockmore, Georgia. And that's what he says. He'll tell us that. Well, there's no way it can happen. There's no way you can build a great work. Listen, there at 191 at Clark Wood Road, that's what he was telling them. Listen, but I got news for you. In 1951, when they nailed the first nail, the devil was not included. Listen, and I'm telling you today, in 2017, we did not include him. Listen, amen. And what we do is we're going to glorify God with everything we got. Amen. And we're going to look him right in the face and say, yes, we can. And yes, we will. Through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil says you ain't no need in it. The devil tells you and I there's no need, Brother Derek, to try to live a Christian life. There's no need to try to, try to do this thing, try to walk the walk and talk the talk. That's what the devil tries to do. And that's what Sanballat and Tobiah, and the enemy that was raging, the Bible said, and they were laughing at them, and they were mocking them on every hand. Do you know today? And that's what the enemy is doing to you and I. How the enemy is laughing at us. How the enemy is scoffing at us. And listen, they're saying it can't be done. And listen, but I've always said this. Those that say it can't be done, I should not hinder those that are getting it done. Amen. And neighbor, today, listen, we should fill the gaps. When the enemy comes and the enemy rages, stand in the gap. Ought to do that. Ought to God would have us to do. Woo. Closing the gaps. Closing the gaps. That's what he came in, and that's what Nehemiah did. And see, my friend, when the enemy comes and he comes in our lives and he tries to discourage us, So he'll try to cause a breach. Amen. A breach is a small leakage. A breach is a small drainage. Amen. See, my friend, I put it like this. Brother Dennis, it's like getting a nail in your tire. You know what? That thing don't go flat overnight. But you'll get to looking after a while, Brother Coleman, and that tire gets lower and lower and lower. And you don't see the nail. Hey, but listen, it's always on the bottom where you parked. You don't see anything wrong with that tire. Hey, listen, and one day you come out, and it's flat as a flitter. You know what a flitter is, don't you? Hey, listen, it's flat as a flitter. Hey, listen, you don't know what happened. Hey, you take that thing off. Hey, you take it down to the tire store, and they say, hey, you got a nail in that tire. Hey, that's the way our Christian life is. Hey, Brother Johnny, the devil is stick that breach in. Hey, listen, and that may not be overnight. The wall may not come tumbling down today. It may not come down tumbling down tomorrow. Listen, but until you get that nail out and patch that thing, listen, amen. My father-in-law, I used to work down here to filling station, and amen, he'd put that little thing through that loop, and he'd stick that plug in that tire. Amen. And that's exactly what the Lord wants you and I to do. He's saying, hey, find where the breach is and plug it with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we need to close that gap. We need to close that gap. That's what he told Nehemiah. Old Sanballat and Tobiah. They said, look at them. Amen. And that's the same way the devil is looking at you and I today. They're sitting in these pews. They're saying, look at that bunch up there. Look at them. They think they're on fire for God. Look at them. They're setting the woods on fire. He said, but I'm telling you, it won't last. I'm telling you, the enemy is going to rage. The enemy is going to raise his head in my life and your life. And then is when we must step up and stop the breach. We're going to stop the breach. Hey, man, listen, we got to stop the breach. Thank God, like I said, he's not invited in our project. Amen. He's not included in our project. We got to close the gaps. Hey, man, thank God. See, Satan desires just a small gap, just a little bitty entrance. I'll give you an instance. I'm going to use me for an example. Hey, man, I come up here the other day. Here we are, right in the middle of this building project. I walked in here, Brother Greg, and I just got angry. Can I be honest with you? Can I just talk to you like we're family? Amen. I just got absolutely angry. I started to call a deacon's meeting. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to call a doggone male members meeting. And then I thought about that. I said, no, I ain't going to do that either. I'm going to get on the phone thing. I'm going to get on the phone tree. I want everybody over here at one time. I was so mad. Y'all didn't think I'd get mad, did you? But I was upset. Let me tell you what I got upset about. It's all right. Greg's up here going, oh, Lord. You know, if there's really something wrong, I wouldn't be up here doing this. This is what I got mad at. Everybody knows what my favorite color is. Do you not? My favorite color's purple. Thank God. Brother Don knows. He's sucking it up this morning. Look at him. My favorite color is purple. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I wanted these walls purple. I wanted the ceiling purple. I wanted chandeliers purple. I got mad about it. I'm the pastor. I ought to get what I want, bless the Lord. Look over here. There ain't a thing in the world over here purple. That rug right there is a little bit blue. There ain't nothing purple about it. You say, preacher, that's so silly. But you know that's where most breaches come from. Do you really know that's where most breaches come from, Brother Greg? Do you really believe that's where most gaps come from? Yeah. Amen. He brings in them gaps. And the devil, he says, that preacher's color's favorite purple, and they're not painting it. This is where I'm getting in it. Thank God. So that's the way the devil works. And that's the way he works in our life. He knows what the lust of the flesh is. He knows what the desires of our heart is. And he'll dangle them in front of us. And he'll tempt us in the way. But I'm telling you today, if there's ever been a time when the Christian men, women, boys, and girls need to band together and close the gap, it's just the end time we're living in. No time to be divided, time to be united. Close the gap. Unify, close the gap. In our Christian life, we got to look and see where the breach is. Amen. You know, when you go to plug that tire, Brother Herman, and I don't know a lot about this. That's why I always have somebody else do it. But I've always noticed it. Brother Steve, when you pull that nail out quick, you better get that patch in there quick. You know why? Because all the air come out. You'll be sitting on the side of the road over here flat as a flitter. Amen. That's what I'm talking about this morning. When the devil causes breaches in our life, and we all get them. We all get them. We all allow gaps to come in our life. Our relationship between me and God, sometimes it gets separated. And just as soon as we see that, we got to put a plug in it. Amen. So if somebody comes to me trying to cause a gap, you know what I'm going to say? Put a plug in it. Got that from Joyce. No, I didn't. Amen. Hey. I don't know how that got in there. But closing the gap in our spiritual life. The devil's on a rampage. The devil is trying to tear, destroy not only the Christians, but the church as a whole today. We need to close the gap. We need to close the closing of the gap. See, Satan desires that small gap. Let's bind them gaps. Let's unify this morning as an individual. And when we look at ourselves as an individual, it'll affect the whole body of Christ. Three things we'll look at this morning. My first of that was just a commercial. Amen. The first thing we'll look at this morning on closing the gap. That's exactly what Nehemiah did. When Nehemiah got there and he seen all the rubbish, he seen the walls had been torn down, he seen it destroyed, the first thing he did was close all the gaps. Why? Because where the enemy could not come in. First of all, we do it, what did he say? By prayer. By prayer. By prayer. The Bible said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Listen today, they all plotted together to come and get to fight against Jerusalem and stir up the trouble. They desired to cause a breach, a small breach, if they could get in. He said, you know what? He said, if we can get on the inside, if we can get on the inside, that's where we can do most of the damage. That's where we can do most of the damage, if we can get on the inside. And that's the way, when we allow Satan on the inside of our mind and on the inside of our heart, we allow him. And that is when the most damage can take place in our Christian walk with the Lord. So then in times like these, we got to spend in prayer. He said they were coming against me. They're talking about me. They're ridiculing me. But he said, I'm just going to try to, I cause a small leak. Small leak. But notice what verse number 9 says. The Bible said, and we prayed. And we prayed. Thank God. There's power in prayer. The devil cannot stand a praying Christian. He can't stand it. You know why? Because it's like putting sealer in something. It's like putting that plug in it. Closing the gap of Christianity. Listen, the Christian world, the Christian nation is divided today. And that's just exactly the way the devil wants it. He's not scared of a Christian that is divided. He's not scared of a church that's divided. But I'm going to tell you what he's scared of. He's scared of those churches that meet together in my name and we pray and we call upon the Lord. The Bible said old Nehemiah got them together and he prayed. He prayed, Brother Greg. He prayed. Oh, there's power, power, power to heal, power to sail, power to give us that we stand in need of. When we pray, so to fill the gaps in our Christian life and fill the gaps in our church world, we must spend some time praying, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Praying for one another, praying for the church, praying for your leaders, praying for, amen, all these things that we be found in the center of God's will. I'm just wanting to stop the gaps. I'm just wanting to bind the breaches. I want to stop the leak. Amen. Preacher, we can't change the world. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. If we bind together and we stand for what's right, the world may not like it. The world may not understand it. But we can close the gap when we're in the center of God's will. They prayed. They prayed. They prayed. And then number two, closing the gap. Closing the gap. I want you to get that. In Nehemiah, the walls were down. They closed the gap. And the Bible said they prayed. Then notice number two. Not only did they pray, but they were all partakers. They were partakers. He said this. He said, Nehemiah got there. Listen to what he did. Amen. Come here, Brother Donald. This is what he said he did. Stand right here. Out there behind that big tree. No, I'm just playing. Right there. Nehemiah said, this is what I did. He said, I walked into the place. And he said, come here, Timmy. Come here. This is your opportunity to shine, buddy. Stand right here. You stand right there. Don't let nobody in that door. Amen. Come here, Brother Mike. Go out there and see what they're doing. No, I'm just playing. No, come on. Come on with me. I've always wanted to come all the way back here with y'all. Amen. Stay right there. Don't let nobody in and don't let them out. We're going to take up an offering. Amen. Come here, Heath. I got one more over here. Come on, buddy. He'll throw you down. You ain't going out here. Stand right here, buddy, okay? All right. Nehemiah, this is what he said I did. Nehemiah said, when I got there, the walls had been torn down. The city was destroyed. He said, so this is what I did. He said, I put one man at the low post. And he said, I put another one at the back post. And he said, I put another one at the side post. And he said, I put another one back there. That every gap around that city, he said, I brought the families out and they stood in their place. And he said, they stood there to protect themselves and be that we need to be. I'm telling you today, when everybody is partaking, the enemy's coming through there. Timmy, turn around and hit him. Hey, man, listen, Brother Donald, if he comes in that way, Brother Mike, hey, man, Ethan, keep him out. Listen, that's what we got to do. Oh, you almost let your station down, son. He said, but they all put everybody in their place. He said, I put somebody in every place that there was a gap. And he said, I put them around the whole walls of the city. Amen. Do you remember that day? Do you remember that day? I got a picture of it. If Brother Tommy could,
He could probably find it on that computer. I don't know how many of you were still here. I run a lot of them off, but that was a joke. But you remember when we gathered, Sister Gladys, you remember when we gathered around the whole building? Everybody joined hands. Hey, man, hand in hand. And we prayed and we said, Lord, we anoint this building in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That even when the enemy comes, even when the enemy rages, thank God we shall prevail. Thank God. Listen, I'm telling you, and victory came down. Amen. But here's the problem. A lot of them, Sister Patty that was in that picture, have done gone on to the other side. They're already in glory. They're marching around that great wall in heaven. So somebody has got to say, hey, I'm going to take that post. I'm going to take that post. And if Brother Donald go over and sit down, Donald gets lazy and he can't stand up. He has to sit down. Brother Robert, I wasn't saying he was now. Come here. Well, somebody else got to get up there. Somebody else got to get up there. You know why? You know why? Because that's how quick. Sit down a minute, Robert. Oh, my goodness. There's a breach. Thank you, Brother Ricky. Thank God. There's a breach. Y'all all sit down now. They're watching y'all. But I said that to say this, Brother Timmy, when everybody's in their place, hey, and we're the band of soldiers shouting and singing and praying and participating and being a partaker, not a bystander. I ain't sitting on the sideline. I'm not going to the locker room. I want in the game, and I want to do that God would have me to do. There's a song I play at the ball field down here before the ball game starts. I don't even know what name of it, but it says, put me in, coach. You ever heard that? Y'all have heard that, ain't you? Well, maybe not. But to close the gap, you gotta be a partaker. You gotta say, hey, I've got this. Listen, we've lost some soldiers. We've lost some soldiers that held up a vital part of the wall, the main beam, the rock, the glue. Hey, we've lost some of them today. So we need somebody to say, hey, I'm going to be Nehemiah. I'm building the wall, and I'm going to protect that God has entrusted in us. We have to close the gap. We have to stop the breaches. The only way we can do that is by prayer, by partaking. Thank God. He said, I place the families out there, each one with a sword. We've got the sword this morning. Amen. We've got the sword. It's the blessed old book. He said it cuts coming and going. Closing the gaps, stopping the breaches. The only way we can do that is by praying for one another, by partaking with one another. Have each one in their spot, in that gap, your place. Being a partaker, participating, doing that God would have you to do. Listen, and can I call time out right there? And listen, I'm not on the clock right now, okay? We got too many folks in our church world. They want to go to church on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and that's it. They want you to feed them, hand feed them. They want you to get up there, and they want you to sing to them. They want you to preach to them. They want you to do everything for them. But they don't want to give nothing back. They don't want to give nothing back. Every once in a while, I want you to cook a meal. Thank God. I want to be a partaker. I want to be a participant. I don't want to just sit by the wayside looking. I want everything we have to offer. That's what I'm talking about. All right, back in. Look at number three. Closing the gap. Stopping the breaches in our life, in our church world. Hey, man. Number one, we got to have prayer. We got to pray. We're a praying church. I believe this church, I believe if I needed something done, I just ask you to pray for me. I believe we got some praying folks that can get a hold of the horns of the altar. And I know we got some partakers. If we didn't, we wouldn't be where we are today. But if you imagine if we had a whole bunch of partakers, amen. Imagine if we had more people than we got work to do. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Thank God. We need people to say, I want to be a partaker. I want to be a partaker. Hey, where's the gap at, preacher? I want to stand right there. Where's that breach at? I want to stand right there. See, that's what Nehemiah did. When Nehemiah got there, he prayed. He said, I prayed. He said, then I got through praying. He said, I put everybody in their place. I put one at the low place. I put one at the high place. I got one over here. We're surrounded by help this morning. Amen. We got help. We do. We'd help one another. I really believe somebody come in them doors this morning and wanted to physically hurt me. By the time they got to here, somebody done had them tackled. Thank you, Coleman. I like that. Coleman said they wouldn't get that far. I like that little John Wayne in there. Thank God. We're to help one another. Be a partaker. Then number three. The Bible said Nehemiah got there, the wall was tore down. He prayed. He put everybody in their place. And the people began to get discouraged. And he said, look, there's more rubbish out here than what we can do. There's more work out here than people are working. The Bible said Nehemiah, the wall had already got halfway built. It already got halfway. The Bible says, you read it. Boy, if you want to get on fire for God, you read Nehemiah. The Bible said, Brother Dennis said, built the wall halfway. Here they was, they'd been working all their heart, got discouraged, they were getting discouraged. Most of the enemy was coming from the inside. So Nehemiah, the Bible said, he stood upon that wall. He said, listen to me. He said, I want y'all to remember our strength and our power is not within ourselves, but our power is in the Lord. Amen. Thank God. I'm talking about our power is from God himself. It ain't from AME or Georgia Power, anything like that. All my strength, all my hope comes through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can't defeat the Lord. And he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. He said, I looked these things over and said, don't be afraid. That's what he said. He said, don't be afraid. Remember, see, the Lord closes the gaps in our personal life. We must seek power and wisdom from God. Let me ask you this question. If there's a breach in your wall, how are you going to protect your family? How are you going to protect your loved ones? Amen. See, that wall was a place of safety. The enemy couldn't come in. The enemy couldn't come in to do bodily harm. See, each one of us are building a wall. We're building that Christian wall. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We start with the foundation. The milk of the word. After a while, we build a little more and we get on the meat of the word. We get stronger and stronger in the power of his might. Because we do know this. The enemy is going to come. The enemy is going to rage. Gary Ingram, if you think the devil is ever going to tell you you're doing a good job, you got another thing coming. This is what he's going to say. You sorry. Amen. If I ever let him preach, I'm in trouble. I love Brother Gary. But that's the way the devil works, don't he? He does me. Man, it's been good to be here this morning. Just as soon as I get in my car, the devil's going to say, Brother Wayne, he's going to say, You made a mess. That was terrible. Amen. That's what the devil does. But this is the good thing. And I'm going to let you close. This is the good thing. I've been in it so long. Johnny, I know his voice. I know his tactics. You know what I do? He comes right here, I just step over him. Look back at him, say, put a plug in it. May have been my last one, but I enjoyed it. But close the gaps. The breeches, you gotta put something on them. And it'll work. It'll work. Draw closer to the Lord. You need strength, you need power, get closer to God. And he'll give you. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know, but I want to ask you that question. Do you have a gap in your life? Do you have a breach? Do you have a breach? See, I could take that bottle of water right there, and I could cause a breach. How you do it, preacher? It's got a seal on it. Seal up. But I can tell Brother Junior to give me that knife he's got in his pocket. And I can stick a little hole in that right there. You know what's going to happen? That water's going to squirt out everywhere. See, I've seen a lot of people that's been close to the Lord. That's had the joy of salvation about them. But a lot of little breaches could come in. And over a period of time, Brother Coleman, the devil just kept draining it, until they realize one day, I'm dry and thirsty. I'm in need. I wonder today, has your wall got a breach in it? While we stand together, would you come? What about it today?
To be free from the world.